Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Want to consider mistakes that combat wealth and promote poverty. Some people believe, I don't need to work so hard. If I take a little here, take a little there, I will become great. And that's why you see some people that have taken to begging. They come to you today and tell you how their wife just put to bed in the hospital. And the delivery was so complicated that they have spent close to 89,000. And the total fee is 100,000. And it's just remaining 11,000 for them to pay so that the doctor can complete the treatment. And he looks so real, sounds so real, expecting to get 11,000. God helping him. He finds a magnanimous man, a generous person, who pulls out 11,000 and gives to him. He leaves that man and check out for another man and tell the same story. By his calculation, if I am able to get 11,000 from 10 persons, I would have become 110,000 richer. If I get a little here, if I get a little there, I will become great. And that's the mindset that a lot of persons are carrying. And that's an error that will promote poverty in your life. Thinking that you don't need to work hard. That you see, you need to be smart. And there are people who want to become great by smartness. Let me be smart. They say, if you use your head, if you use your brain, you may not need to labor too much. But I tell you that whatever a man sows, he will reap. And a man who has not sown anything is not qualified to have an harvest. And if by any means you have an harvest that is rising from a farm that you didn't sow, the Bible says your harvest would develop wings like birds and they would disappear. So don't live in that mindset. Get a little here, get a little there, borrow here, borrow there, borrow here, borrow there, and then make a whole lump sum and you're on your way to greatness. What is the solution from the biblical standpoint? Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Popular verse. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give unto thy bosom. Now, that is divine prescription for prosperity, for wealth, for progress. And I like you to listen carefully, because a lot of time when you hear give, your mind will quickly go to money. But when God says give, it's not only talking about money. You can give your service, you can give your time, you can give your idea. And when you do so, something will return to you. Your first goal in life must be to acquire what you are to give. Your first goal in life must be, how do I get what I can give? If God is saying that one route for prosperity and progress is give, what you should ask yourself is, how do I get what to give? How How do I get what to offer? That should be our first goal in life. How to acquire, what to give. Some people start out on a wrong foot in life because they did not acquire a good, solid education, and consequently don't have something qualitative to offer in the labor market. Such people will start at a lower level in life, and even though himself, herself, with his mate or her mate, applies for a job in the same company, the mate who has acquired education will be employed as a manager, while himself will be employed as a messenger. Praise God. If you don't acquire what you will give somewhere in life, you will miss something somewhere. Give and it shall be given. Ask yourself, how do I get what to give to my society so that my society could give back to me? How do I get what to give to my children so that later on my children can give to me? Now that you are saying, when my daughter grows, when my son grows, he will build me a house. Ask yourself, what am I giving to my son that will qualify him to be able to build a house for me in the future? What am I giving to my daughter? Others are sending their children to school, and you are saying there is no money. Let them go and sell gala. And you are saying, when he grows up, he will build a house for me. Ask yourself, what am I putting in him that he will be able to do so for me? Give. Look for what you can acquire so that you will be able to give. Praise the Lord. If it is too late for you to apply this truth to yourself, teach your children. If it is too late for you now to start acquiring education, so start acquiring something to offer, teach it to your children that you need to get something that you can give so that something could be offered to you in return. Praise God. What can I acquire so that when it is a time to give, I will be able to give? Sometimes in a whole community, a job offer will come, and they say they are looking for an engineer. And in a community that there are more than 200 young men, there is no one who has gone to school. All of them are saying, we come from this community, we are going to eat the fruit of this community, and now a job offer will come for that community, and there is no one qualified for it, and they will give it to another. Praise God. What am I acquiring now? What knowledge am I gaining now? What labor am I laboring now so that I can put something in me that will enable me to offer something when I am required to do? It's very important. Let your children know it. Everybody is a giver somewhere. Write it down. Don't forget it. Everybody is what? Is a giver somewhere. There is nobody created by God to be a receiver only. Everybody is a giver somewhere. You will need to give something somewhere. God help you that when you will need to give it, you will have it to give. Praise God. You need to give knowledge. As a single girl, what am I acquiring that I will be able to give to my children when I turn a mother? What knowledge, what experience am I getting now that I will give to others? You're already working. What are you adding to yourself that when the requirement is up, you will be able to take that position? Praise the Lord. Everybody is a giver somewhere. Before you enter into marriage, first of all, acquire what you are to give in marriage. That is when something will be given back to you. Before you enter into marriage, first of all, acquire what you will offer, what you will give in that marriage. What kind of a wife will I become to my husband that will make my husband to say in his heart, there is no other woman that will be better than this one that I already have. Before you marry, ask yourself as a man, what have I acquired that I will give? I'm not talking about money only. I'm not talking about materials only. I'm talking about strength. I'm talking about capacity. I'm talking about leadership ability. What have I acquired that I will be able to give? If your wife lost her father or mother and she begins to cry, as a husband, what will you say? There are some husbands that will look at your wife, say, why are you behaving like a child? Is it only because you lost your mother that you are crying like this? That's all they have to offer. And you don't know the relationship between that your wife and the mother that is making her cry like that. And you mean you don't have anything you can say than to leave her at home and say, when you finish crying, put food for me on my table. And you have gone. I said, this is my wife. Only the mother died and she's disturbing everybody. You have not acquired what to offer. Praise God. You didn't get enough how to put your wife under your palms and make her understand that even though she loved her mother, but that the mother is no more, but that you are there for her. Praise God. You couldn't tell her. One of the reasons God gave you to me as my wife and me to you as your husband is because he knew that one day this your loving mother will pass away. And I'd like you to know that whatever your mother was, I will be it 10 times for you. And it's enough to stop the woman from crying. But you look at her and say, yeah, yeah, the smell. What are you acquiring as a wife? That when your daughter will run to you and say, mama, mommy, this is what my friend told me in school about this subject. What do you have to say? Will you tell her, wait, let me go and ask grandma. What are you acquiring? Everybody is a giver somewhere. Praise the Lord. It is when you have what to offer that something will be offered to you in return. Oftentimes, we get a result directly on what we are offering. The Bible said the gift of a man will make a way for him and will bring him before mighty men. What are you acquiring so that you can offer? Because there is something you offer and people will ignore your size. There's something you offer, people will ignore what you are putting on. There's something you offer, people will ignore where you come from. And they will deal with you on the basis of what you are offering. Praise God. You know that there are those you can give 1,000 naira to as a gift. But there are those that when you want to give them a gift, you will prepare very well because of the quality and the content of the person. You know that 1,000 naira will not just do. There are those that you will need to prepare. Why? There is something is offering that is going to affect what you want to offer the person. Praise the Lord. When you hear the Bible says about the virtuous woman, it says, our children will rise up in the morning and will call her blessed. It's not just because she was a mother, but because there were things that she offered the home. It says, her husband is honored at the gate. She is a precious woman. She rises up very early in the morning while others are still sleeping and set her house in order. They said, that woman shall be called a blessed woman. What are you acquiring so that you can offer? We are supposed to be givers, but if you are a taker, you will suffer somewhere. We are supposed to be givers. Give wisdom. Give knowledge. You may not have money, but there are people that will not joke with you because of the level of wisdom you carry. When they need advice, they look for you. But do you know today that there are husbands that if their wives need advice, they will rather look for someone outside because their husband cannot offer anything. There are husbands that their wives can't offer anything, so they don't bother discussing. Your husband calls you and says, see, there's a business adventure I am considering, and it's going to take us like 1 million. I want to see how I can invest in the business. And he's expecting a wife to say, okay, give me a day, let me think about it. Or he's expecting a wife to say, okay, let's do like this. Let's do like this. And then he finishes his discussion and asks the wife, what do you say? And all she has to offer, that anyhow you like, do it. I don't even know. He tries it the first time. He tries it the second time. The husband is coming. This house that I'm building, what do you think? What kind of design do you have in mind? Me, I don't know. When he has tried it like 5 times, he will look for another person to be discussing. And then you will say, my husband don't discuss with me. My wife don't even talk about it. What have you acquired to offer in the time of need? Are we still together? Praise God. When you find a man who likes to discuss things with another man, check very well. The person he likes to discuss with always have what to offer him. That's why every time he throws the thing open to him. Everyone is a giver. If you are only a taker, you will suffer somewhere. If you are only receiving, only collecting, but you are not giving anything, don't say, I don't have money, so I cannot give. It's not only money that we can give. Praise the Lord. You are to give in 2 directions. First, you are to give to God. And second, you are to give to men. When you give to God, it creates grace on you that will qualify you to have back in 100-fold through hard work. I said you are to give in 2 directions. First, you give to God. That is giving upward. Second, you give to men. That is giving downward. What you give to God will create a grace, will create an atmosphere that qualifies you to receive back in 100-fold through hard work. When you give to God, God creates an atmosphere. God creates an opportunity. God creates a level playing field that will qualify you. That as you begin to labor, as you begin to labor, as you begin to labor, you will begin to receive 100-fold. Peter asked Jesus, what shall be our gain? We that have left all that we have to follow you. And Jesus said, you will have 100-fold. When Peter begins to drive on a private jet, men who knew nothing about his sacrifice will begin to question it and say, he's a man of God. Why is he living in such flamboyant? But they forgot that there was a time Peter abandoned his business. Peter left everything about whatever could have given him money to follow Jesus. Followed him with empty pocket. Sometimes there is no food in the house. And Peter would just tell his wife, manage. But one day, he said, Jesus, what are we going to gain? Having left all to follow you. They paid sacrifices. So when you give to God, God creates a platform. That's why. Don't joke over it. Don't play over it. When you are given an opportunity to give to the Lord, to give to anything that connects with God, it is creating a platform for you. To give something is not only money. You can give your service and grow from that place. When you give to God, He shakes the heaven. He shakes the earth. He begins to minister to people's heart. I said, that one is my son. You need to do something for him. You need to do something for her. Praise the Lord. So whenever you have an opportunity to give, tithing is an opportunity to give. You know, when God tells you to give tithe, it's not because he is hungry. But he said, give it to me. Let me use that as a deposit for you. When the hard times will come, I will knock at my strong room and begin to give out the things that you have stored. When you give to God, you give to me. Praise God. You must know where to give and what to give. You must know where to give. Because a lot of time, some of us have given things in the wrong places. You must know where to give and how to give and what to give. There is something you can give and it doesn't bring out anything for you. Know where to give and also know what to give. When you are a student, what are you supposed to give? You are supposed to give your time, your attention to your teacher. That's what you need to give. Understand what to give at every situation, at every point in time, at everywhere that you are. Know what to give. What am I supposed to give to my church? As a member of the church, I should give faithfulness. I should give commitment. I should give regularity to service. As a wife, what am I supposed to give to my husband? Respect. What am I supposed to give to my children? Care. As a husband, what am I supposed to give to my wife? Care. What am I supposed to give to my children? Structure and discipline. Know what to give. Because if you give the wrong things, it will not produce the right result. What am I supposed to give now that I am walking? Now that I am not walking? Now that I am learning as an apprentice? What am I supposed to give to my master? What am I supposed to give to my coach? What am I supposed to give to my parents? Know what to give. It will help you. Praise the Lord. What you give will determine what you get. What you are giving to God should be different from what you are giving to me. And anything that God demands of you, and anything you need to give to God, you must understand it must be different. We give men time, for instance. We give men our skill. We give men our talent. We give men care, among other things. You can give time to men. Give them your skill, they pay you. Give them your talent, they pay you. Please, don't get yourself stuck and boxed in only one way of doing things. Find many ways of doing the same thing that you are doing. It will help you. Praise the Lord. If you are going to succeed and be a balanced child of God, you must position yourself professionally and then cross over to becoming an entrepreneur. Position yourself professionally. Check out in the place where you are living. Check out in the area where you are. What are the things that are commonly needed around this place? What can I offer to my society? What can I offer to my environment? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your access into different sphere could be as a professional. But then, you need to embrace the mind of an entrepreneur to dominate in this world. No matter where you are working and how much they are paying you, get to a point in your life where you are not satisfied only with your salary. Get to a time in your life where you want to do other things, where you want to begin to own things for yourself. That is the best way to create more wealth. Your salary might be 1 million a month, 2 million a month. It's fat in the ears. It's good to hear. But get to a time where you are not satisfied only with that salary. Begin to do other things. Begin to create other platforms. Begin to raise other channels of income. It will help you. Praise the Lord. Don't be excited that you have become an executive. You have official car, official house, including official wife, and everything official. And you are just moving with that idea. God help you. Begin to do your own things. Begin to have your own things. Begin to create your own thing. Do you know that some supermarkets started as a kiosk? Do you know that some restaurant started inside a house? Do you know that some of the big schools today started in one room? Begin to have your own things. Praise God. Create your own things. Praise God. It is time for you to think of having your own thing. Are you an executive? Money is coming every month. Tell yourself, if I don't have the time, let my wife start doing something. Please, men, don't marry a woman and you say it's going to be an executive housewife. That's not a good mindset. Let her do something. It will help you. Praise God. Create something and sell this idea even to your children as they are growing up, so that they will not be takers anywhere they are. You are not going to dominate as a professional only, but you will remain an employee permanently. Somebody with the mind of an entrepreneur with lesser degree of intelligence will employ you if you are not careful. Praise God. That is the disadvantage of many of God's people. You may not be a graduate, but when you raise a company, you can employ graduates. Just write an advert that you need somebody to sell in your supermarket. List qualification, HND, and see how they will come and submit before you. Praise God. They will come. Praise God. That is the reality of the world that we are living. Child of God, I don't want you to be disadvantaged in life. One of the advantages of being a child of God is that God makes us to be wiser before the event, not after the event. God makes us to be wiser. He makes us to understand that things may not always work the same way at the same frequency. But if we begin to put things in order, it will help us. Are you hearing me now? Praise Master Jesus. Get it done. Get something going for you. Get money somewhere else. What if you are earning $80,000 in a month and you have a little business that every week it puts $10,000 in your hand? You are sure that there will be no lack of food at home. You are sure that if for any reason your salary is delayed, children will not be crying. You won't say, they have not paid me for this month. God is asking me to tell you, it is time to start your own thing. Have you seen what has happened this year? This year, from January up till now, companies are downsizing. Companies are removing people. It doesn't matter how many years you have served. It doesn't matter how much they used to pay you. They are just flinging people from the window, from the door, from the backyard. And what if you didn't start anything? Praise God. What will be your own? No matter how small it is, start your own thing. It will help you. Praise the Lord. It is the entrepreneurial mindset that sees what the professional has and how to convert it into wealth. Somebody who has a business mindset, he looks at what a professional has, a mechanical engineer, an architect. He looks at what he has and is thinking what he can do to convert that into a business. That's why someone may have a good degree in education, but somebody with the entrepreneurial mindset and a business acumen will set up a school and employ that man with a degree in education to come and be a principal or headmaster. Praise God. He has a degree in education, but it has never entered his mind that he can start a school. But a man who has a business acumen will start a school. He doesn't have the qualification, but he will employ him who has the qualification. Come and be my headmaster. And the day the headmaster with his degree come to school late, the owner of the school who doesn't have a degree will say, if you repeat that nonsense, I will sack you. And he says, sorry, sir. Amen. Let it dwell in your heart. I tell you, The best man who can have the blessing from God is not the one that is earning salary. When you are earning salary, whatever God will do will depend on the person that is paying you salary. But when you are doing your own thing, you are creating a platform between you and God for God to be blessing that in. Gradually, God is blessing it directly. God is blessing it directly. And I know that every one of you, whatever you are doing, no matter how small it is, the Lord will breathe upon that thing. I said the Lord will breathe upon that thing. I said the Lord will breathe upon that thing. It shall grow and it shall become great in the name of Jesus. Do you know that there are people that don't have offices, but yet they have complimentary card and letter-headed paper? They don't have offices. Some people had to start their office in their house. It doesn't matter. They already have a business name. And somebody may look at you and say, it's not a serious man. Let him not worry. Very soon they will know who is serious and who is not serious. Keep doing your thing. Keep telling people, my business name is this. We can do this. We can do that. And they say, where is your office? Soon, if the office is in their heart, it will soon come up in the land. Praise God. If you're the type you are pursuing job from here and there, if God has given you the job, save money so that you can start another thing for yourself. Amen. Amen. God brings wealth to us through multiple streams of income. Amen. Don't be afraid to start small. I know people who started pushing wheelbarrow when they came to this town, but their story has changed. I know people who started walking when they came to this town, but today, if they see a wheelbarrow to push, they will thank God, because they thought that it will always work the way they saw it from the beginning. Add something to what you already have. Improve on what you already have. It will help you. Praise God. It will make you tick. It will make you valuable. It is the way people rate you that will determine what they can offer to you. That will determine what they can ask you to do. Once you have the executive mindset, you have narrowed God to only one channel. That's your salary. The destiny of a child of God is that men shall serve you. And I prophesy to you that if you do all you need to do in this life, men shall serve you. That is the destiny of a child of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, it said, men shall serve you. You shall lend to nation. You shall not borrow. Praise the Lord. And God is not joking when he says that. How will men serve you? There are some of us already that no matter how small that your place is, you have already employed one person that is working for you. At the end of the month, he depends on what you offer to eat. That is the fulfillment of the scripture. Men are already serving you. And you know that the person you are paying salary can do much more than the work you have employed him or her to do for you. If somebody is receiving salary from you, there are some people that you pay them to be your security, but they end up washing your plate. They end up becoming your nanny. They end up becoming everything. They wash your clothes. In fact, anything you tell them to do, they do it. Why? Because you are the one paying your salary. I say it to you again. Men shall serve you. I say men shall serve you. That's the word of God. Now all we need to do is to do our own part. Keep working hard. Keep doing the things that God has asked you to do. Praise the Lord. You are not walking in your full destiny as a child of God until you become an employer somewhere. And the best way to do that is to earn money as a professional and employ others as an entrepreneur somewhere. And somebody might begin to say, you know, what I have now is not enough to start something. I'm not asking you to go and start something now. I'm asking you to put it in your mind. Whatever is in their heart will come to pass very soon. If it is not in their heart, you will not be able to express it. But if it is in their heart, when 100,000 comes, it will not surprise you. When others are shouting, hey, he has a major breakthrough, you already know that 100,000 has finished because of the things that you have already designed in your heart to be done.
Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people and every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand up on
the mountain
and magnify,
his name,
to tell all the people, every nation,
that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place. Zion is calling me to a higher place.
To stand up on the mountain and magnify his name. Tell all the people and give every
nation
that he reigns. I know that
Zion is calling me to a higher place.
I want to say that
Zion is calling me
to a higher
place,
to stand upon the mountain.
Just to